guess what? It's Friday night. Wait, how does that NSYNC song go? It goes,
oh yeah,
it's Friday night. Just got paid.
Look at you go. No, I've just been deep into like my Cowboy Carter this week again. So like I am only thinking about Beyonce songs. But yes.
Oh my god, I've been Beyonce-ing too, but like in a different way. I have been Destiny's childing it up this week. Did you see that story that I posted on Instagram the other day where it was the independent woman where like the Renaissance people were like rapping it or whatever? And there was like some of them where they're like or whatever. Mm-hmm. can't do it. For the listener, you don't need to see what I just did. But anyway, there was like, I have been like deep into Destiny's Child this week, and I don't know what it is, but I love their first album. Like, it is so good. Like, back before Michelle was added, you know, back when it was Beyonce and Kelly with those other two girls, there was four Destiny's Child. Yeah. Oh my God, that album is so good. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, I've been deep in it. And then I was like, because last time I was with Sam and Josh in Salt Lake, Sam and I went down this ludicrous rabbit hole, and I had every one of Ludacris's, like, I know, so random. I had every one of Ludacris's, I had all his album or his first like CDs, right? And so like, because I keep really asking people about this, did you ever do this where like you had like this really cool like magazine thing basically, and it was like a crazy deal where if you bought like 5 CDs you got like 5 for free or something crazy like that? It was some like thing in like Teen Bop or something like that, and I was just like obsessed with it. So that's how I got all of my CDs, because they were so cheap. And so like that's when I got like Ludacris, Eminem, Nelly, like all of those. I got Ashanti, like I got
Aaliyah.
My god,
I love Ashanti.
The height of my like musicking was when I got like my 5-disc CD player in my room, and like I listened to all those CDs, whatever. Anyway, so I like got deep into Ludacris at one point, and Sam was just like, why do you know all these songs? Well, anyways, yeah, I was just like rapping all of them. It started off actually because we were in the car and we were singing the Afro Man song, you know, I don't even know the real name of it, but everyone knows every word to the Afro Man song, and Sam's husband was like, why do you guys know every word to this song? And we're like, he had never heard it. And our minds were like blown. So anyway, we went into a Luda hole. But anyway, so after Destiny's Child, I went back and I was like, I have to listen to all the songs that are like related to Luda. It is so good. Like Luda Radio. Oh my God. It's like my high school, or like not even, maybe middle school. And they're all like such
Luda
good
Radio
songs.
On Spotify? So Luda is that what's happening?
Okay, Spotify. Here we go. Yeah, and it is kick ass. It's like Elliot and like Tyga and like Ja Rule. Like, I don't know. It's so random. It's so good.
Okay.
So, anyways, that's where I've been this week with music, which is very random. Like, so random. And I love
that. Was awesome.
It.
But no, I've definitely been in Cowboy Carter this week, but I do remember like right when I was like moving out from Bellevue to come to Portland, I went through like 4 or 5 days of listening to like nonstop heavy bass Missy Elliott, and just like everybody in Redmond probably hated me when I was just rolling around from all the different stops that I had to get for like boxing stuff or like packaging material, and I'm just like rolling up and huge. Like, I am the person that likes their music loud. Like, that's the only time in my life when I get to listen to like that level and that loud of music.
In your car?
So like I need it all the way turned up. Yeah, in my car. So it's just like rolling around town, I always have heavy bass and stuff like that. So anyway, I'm sorry, neighborhood. That's me that you hate. I'll own up to it. That's
hilarious.
It's awesome.
That is awesome. I love it. Anyway, how's your week been? What happened this week with work and
get
stuff?
Your freak out.
Give us a
get
quick update.
Out. Oh my god. Sorry, I was looking at the radio. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that was definitely like my high school years listening to all that nonsense. Yeah, work is great. Work is just like very exhausting mentally. I feel very fulfilled with like going in and having purpose, blah, blah, blah. My boss is great. My team is great. This last week we just like did a couple of like team events, and, it was so great. Everybody's just like super excited about, you know, where we're going and what's happening and the investments, and, yeah, it's just all positive. So very excited and grateful. Also, I have a funny story. So last podcast, I think I was talking about like my scalp problems. Dr. Vince reached out to me on Instagram and I was like so touched.
Yay. That makes
he told
me, happy.
Me to try. I will find it. Actually, I probably should have already had this up, but I just thought it was so cool. I got to like hear from the audience. What's up, dude?
Oh, that's yeah, really sweet. It was great. Yeah. Good. I'm glad. And he also texted me just like, he was like, this episode I loved, but it was chaotic. And I was like, hell yeah. That's exactly how I was feeling. Because I should say a disclaimer. Honestly, guys, I don't know what the heck was going on, but as per the usual, I was having like recording issues. And so there are some weird like lags and stuff in last episode where Kayfler's just talking is because my audio cut out. And so I did my very best to like piece together things so that they made sense, but I know that there was still a few places that were very confusing because it was just like I was talking about a certain topic and then Kayfler would like would also talk on it and I had to like take some of that stuff out, and so it just like got really confusing really quick. But anyways, thank you for your patience. Hopefully it won't happen again. It's just like, yeah, it's just my internet or something, or just my computer. I don't
honestly
know. So
it kind of felt like how you and I normally talk on a regular basis when we're like 3 or 4 years deep. Like, it is chaotic, people. That's what they love us for. Okay, yeah, give us.
That's true. I mean, speaking of, we're having beers right now. Well, I'm having a hard kombucha. I'm having the June Shine. What are you drinking?
What's the June Shine made from? Who makes that? Give me a little bit more info.
That is the brand, June Shine.
Oh. I don't know if I've ever. Yeah. Okay. Also, kombucha is not my favorite thing, so that wouldn't surprise me that I know nothing about it. But great. So I picked up a blonde ale, Pelican Brewing. It's one of the things that they sell a lot around here in Oregon, so I gotta like hop on that train. Pilsners. I'm like a blonde ale, you know, pale beer kind of lady.
Updates for this week. Let's see. So I did work the full week. I worked a day as well. And then I've just been like packing whenever I have time. But there's been a lot of activities. I had like cookbook this week, cookbook club. And then one of my friends is leaving, whose house I'm moving into. And so did a little going away thing today for her. So yeah, just like lots of activities still all wild. And then also one of my other good friends is playing at a music festival here this weekend. So I am going to see him play tonight, which is very exciting. But yeah, there's just like still so many activities going on, but I'm trying to pack and I'm trying to say no to as many things as I can. So I am going to pack all day tomorrow. That is my plan. And then I have like dinner plans tomorrow night. And then Sunday will actually be move day. So that is exciting. I'm going to just be like, I think I'll have time. So like, essentially my plan is that I'm just going to like move as much as I can on Sunday, sleep there and everything, but then come and get like the big stuff on like Monday and Tuesday, like my big furniture and everything. So I'll just move like my clothes, my food, like all the essential stuff on Sunday. Cause oh my gosh, just seeing like, I've been packing boxes like with stuff that I don't really need, you know, it's like my like books and my games and like stupid shit like that. And so I just have boxes literally everywhere. I wish I could show you my apartment cave because it looks crazy. But yeah, so I just have like shit everywhere that I just like, it would be really nice to like start moving that stuff out so I can just see what I have left, you know. That's like kind of where I'm at right now. So yeah, I think it'll be pretty chill. I'm just like not stoked about going up and down my stairs like 1 trillion times. So yeah, that's gonna be the major kicker. So, but everyone's been offering to help, which is so lovely. I just like don't really know how to like tell them how to help right now, you know. I'm just like,
totally.
I just need to figure out, yeah, I just need to figure out where everything is and what to move at what time and like plan it that way. And then I can like have people help. But yeah, everyone's been so lovely and like just wants to help. And so it's so nice, but it's like kind of harder when you like don't know how to direct them. You know, it's like, I need you at like a drop of a hat. I can't like schedule when I need you. You know what I mean? So that's like what's been just a little difficult. But other than that, yeah, moving is good. Just ready to like finally be done with it. I think it's just like the like wait and anticipation game, you know, that's like really killing me right now. So I'm just like, okay, let's do it. Like go time. So yeah, but other than that, I'm feeling really good. And then it'll give me next week to clean my house. And then I have plans next weekend. I have a birthday party to go to. So I'll be gone all next weekend. And then my landlord comes the following week to do my inspection and everything. So yeah, it's just like go, 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 go. which is not really a surprise for me. But anyway, I'm trying. I'm doing my best. That's why I was telling Kayflair before we hopped on, I like bought some stuff for like my birthday and strawberry and stuff, because I just really don't know when I'll have time to like do that stuff. So yeah, I just like, but I try not to like plan or be a micro planner or anything like that. I think I'm just going to like roll with the punches and know that I don't need to buy all the things, even though I love buying all the things. It's so fun. And I have a hair mask in right now, so my hair looks extra icky, but I'm going to wash it right
Your
now.
Hair didn't look or icky at all. I don't before know what the heck you're talking about. She has a very like slicked back look, and I'm here for it. Not icky. But also jealous. I haven't had a me moment. And this weekend, I'm not doing anything. I have to paint my bathroom because we're doing like the master bathroom remodel or whatever. But I also have like all of Saturday night scheduled for like me movie. I'm going to, you know, do all of my masks. I'm going to paint my nails. I am going to like really give myself a spa day. And I'm so jazzed about it. I haven't had in so long. Feel like such a grandma or like an unsociable person Aww. Next to you and all of your insane yeah. plans.
Oh my gosh. No, I just also Crest White stripped because I was like, oh my God, there, you know, I mean, like, I feel like my teeth were extra white when I didn't drink coffee, but with drinking coffee, like it literally is like, it happens quick where the like the change starts to come in and I'm like, dude, no, no, no. Because I can't really use this is like a whole side, but can't really use Crest like 3D white anymore because it makes like my mouth feel weird. I'm like, am I semi-allergic to this? Anyways, and so I've only been using like a baking soda toothpaste lately, you know, and that just like makes my mouth feel so much cleaner than Crest ever did. But I can tell that like my teeth are not
it probably
white,
has less
I
bleach.
Like.
I can
anyway,
only put them on for like
aside.
10 minutes or like my teeth are already yeah. so sensitive. And I've had caps on my teeth too. Like that, it can be really damaging. I know. Not
yeah.
great.
I didn't know you had caps. That's crazy.
Yeah, right? I thought everybody could tell. But, you know, that's how you think all the time, right? Like the one thing that you're super self-conscious, like nobody really cares or listens or pays attention to
yeah.
you. So like I don't try to that's fixate good. On it. But yeah, I've got caps on the front of my two teeth. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Now everybody's going to know that. Great.
Yeah. Now we're all going to be looking at your teeth.
I'm also a heavy coffee drinker. So like I do have a different color. I know it's just terrible. It's just nothing. What are you going to do? Not drink coffee? Absolutely not.
I know.
A monster.
Oh my gosh. I also, because I've been trying to like move and I don't want to move as much shit, I didn't buy groceries this week and I literally had no food because I left, you know, for 3 weeks. So I didn't have any food in my house. Anyways, it's been rough out here, but I've been eating the weirdest shit because I just have like been eating like frozen stuff from Trader Joe's and whatever that's like in my freezer or like making weird stuff, you know? I did buy some raspberries the other day and like a wrap thing from Costco because I had to go to Costco to buy some boxes and whatever. But yeah, so I've just been like living off of like nothing, which is also super funny. But anyways, and so I finally like went, so I haven't had coffee at my house. That's what I was going to say. And so I've been like Starbucksing and I'm just like, okay, it's time to not spend this much money on Starbucks.
Also, but Starbucks is gross. Like, are you just getting a latte or what are you doing?
No, the shaken espresso is my favorite drink I've ever had.
Got it. Okay.
Ever.
Yeah.
Wait, also, I was cracking up. I was thinking about you because, so Kate tried the, like, lavender thing that I told her to try on one of the episodes, and she hated
it.
It
was so awful.
But I saw a TikTok of this girl. Did you see what they came out with now, this new spring line stuff? Mm-mm. They're putting literally chili powder in the refreshers.
I know. Yeah, I saw this.
And they made a chili powder cold brew, like, topping.
What is
this? You know?
This is so disgusting.
Ooh. But also, I was cracking up. This girl, like, came onto a TikTok, and she was like, there's an inside job going on. And I'm like, what
you
is she even going to, like, go into? Oh, I did send it to you? Oh, my gosh. So funny. She's like, there has to be an inside job of, like, someone trying to take down Starbucks. Because why the F would they have the olive oil drink, the lavender drink, and now the chili pepper drink? Like, what are they trying to do?
Oh,
honestly, like, that is crazy. That's gross.
That's really gross. I also love the
whatever.
Story about the
I
olive
like my
oil.
Tried and true.
Yeah, the olive oil drinks that they used to make, like, literally gave people diarrhea. So I never tried
yeah.
it. Did you try it? I didn't try it.
I never
it.
Did either, no. They would put oil in coffee in Ethiopia.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I was never a huge fan of it.
I mean, some
they
kind
did
of
butter and oil.
Butter-esque kind of coffee thing. That makes sense. But yeah, no, absolutely not. Giving people diarrhea with that is gross. Who is making these decisions at Starbucks? I don't know. I'm just losing a lot of faith with them. Been tried and true for a very long time, but I feel like it's time that we reassess the values and up the ante a little bit when it comes to Starbucks these days. If you're going to charge me $9 for a grande latte, that better be the best goddamn latte I have. And it's just not. Like, it's terrible. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I did hear, though, that they are shutting a lot of stores. Mm-hmm. Like, remember how there used to be one on, like, every freaking corner? They're shutting a lot of locations now. Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're not doing so hot. I mean, hence, are they not doing so hot? Or are they, like, I mean, they're a major corporation. Like, how could they not?
Now there's so many other easy spots to get coffee, right? Like, you can go to, I don't know, I remember Woods.
Not here.
Really? I feel like Woods, no. Pete's in San Francisco. Now that Dutch Bros is all over the place these days.
Oh, you know, we do have Dutch Bros. I would never go to Dutch Bros.
The though. Human Bean, my sister goes there. Yeah, I never go to Dutch Bros. I also don't like
the Human
Bean.
Oh, wait,
we do
have a few Human Bean locations.
Yeah, I think
actually,
like there are no
options. They give
options.
You the little coffee bean on the top. It's so cute.
See, I think that might be like what's that. Happening. We have better, newer stuff to, and, you know, more accessible stuff, at least over here.
But they're also expensive. Yeah. They're just as expensive.
I would argue better than Starbucks, but yeah. Starbucks is so convenient store now these days. I don't know.
That's fair, but I do get the points, and so having the points is really nice.
How many Starbucks points do you have right now? Do you always do like the Christmas thing when they have the every day you go on and like do? I love that. I think it's so cute.
I don't have that many. Let's see. How many points do I have right now? I have 414.
Ooh, I like this. We should look into this and compare more often.
Ooh, and there's double stars all weekend.
Ooh,
bro.
I have 573 stars.
Wow.
I also
have
like...
Okay, you act like you never go.
Oh, well. I also, all of the swag, like the cups that I have in my kitchen, there's like got to be 7 or 8 of them. I didn't pay for them. They're all for my points. So, like, all of my locations.
Yeah,
location
I was
going
to say, get the Oregon one.
Yeah, I have the Oregon one. I have the Washington, San Francisco, and California. And I think that might be it. I know that they have, like, a Bend one, too.
Okay. I wish I would have gotten a Starbucks cup in Ireland because we walked by a couple locations and they did points and everything and they had that Ireland cup. But I just, you know, it's like one of those things when you're on vacation where you're like, oh, I'll have time later to do it. And you just never do it again. You know, you never see a Starbucks again. It's so sad. So anyways, but I just really did not have a good cup of coffee like the entire 2 weeks I was in Ireland. It was very sad because they like primarily drink tea there with milk. And so... Yeah, it's rough. They, like, call things Americanos, which is, like, drip coffee, which is foul. I would order a latte wherever I went if I could, and that was, like, semi-okay if they, like, made it for you in front of you, you know what I mean? But if you just, like, ordered a latte, sometimes they would just come as, like, drip coffee anyways. And so, yeah, it was real hit or miss. But, yeah, anywho. But, yeah, should we roll into Ireland topics?
Yes, listener, we are going to be doing a overview, a highlights, a lowlights, a Kelly exclusive about her trip in Ireland. Do you like my transition there?
That was pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is true because I did think it was very interesting when we were at work weekend last weekend and other people were asking like mom and dad and Spencer about the trip and stuff and just like the highlights that they chose were so interesting to me. I don't know, because like that's not what I would have said. But anyways, I just think it's interesting, like different people's perspectives. But do you want to like ask specific questions or should I just go over like the general what we did?
Yeah, I have a specific question. Can you tell me about you, like your so we talked about your highlights and lowlights. Why don't we start there with the for the listener? Just because you and I had a conversation about it last week. But we should also talk about like what your brother and what your mom thought their highlights and lowlights were. Because I feel like that was a teaser for the listener. Because I'm on the edge of my seat now. But anyway, we'll come back to it.
I mean, I don't remember specifically what they were, what theirs were.
Okay.
But I just remember listening to them tell them and be like, interesting. Like, that's not what I would have said. But, if you remember, I mean, you asked them too, didn't you? You could give some insight.
Yeah.
But anyway, highlights and lowlights. So definitely the highlight was just we saw the whole country, which was really cool. Obviously, we only had 2 weeks, which was a pretty long time, actually, because the country is not so big. We drove around the entire country, like counterclockwise. And so we were able to see majority of the thing. Like, we went straight north and we did Northern Ireland first, and then we kind of drove, yeah, around counterclockwise. So,
wait, give cities and stuff so that we can like get a sense.
Okay. So we drove the first day we flew in, we got in, kind of later in the day because we, the time change and everything. And we, it was like a 15-hour travel day. So the first day we got in, we ended up just getting in the rental car and driving north a little bit. We didn't stay in Dublin. And so we drove up about an hour to this area called LaGrange, and that's where these burial sites are called, called the Boyne burials. Everything is in Gaelic also, but like, and so a lot of the names are like Gaelic that I can't pronounce. So like Boyne is like the, English version of whatever the actual name of it is. But they're really cool burial sites. They're like back from like the 1500s, or 1300s. Oh, I'm going to forget because we saw so much like history that like it all is like one big blob in my head now, you know. I'm not a huge history person. If
also, this isn't like know. A homework test. If okay. We can give generalities. That's okay.
Yeah. but anyway, it's really cool. Like, it's just interesting because I think we find it interesting because there's no history like that in the States, right? Like, this is like old, right. old things that like we can't even fathom the like length of time ago it was, because like America is so young in comparison. So that's what's really cool about it, is they have such old history and like their people have lived there for so long, and like, yeah, obviously they've gone through a lot of like strife and turmoil throughout the times, but like, yeah, just like the whole progression and like how many like burial sites they have and how old the castles are and how old the cemeteries are, and like people still use active cemeteries, but they're from like the 1400s, 1300s, 1500s, whatever the case may be, but there's still like, you can walk around the cemetery and see like someone was buried in like 2022 or whatever, but there's still like grave sites from like whatever 1500, you know, like it's really interesting. I'm just like, yeah. And obviously it's a very like Catholic country and Protestant, and there's all the like history of like the troubles and how that's why Northern Ireland and Ireland are separate, because of the political and also like, what is it called, religious differences and everything. But anyways, after that, so we went to Belfast, and that is technically Northern Ireland. So it's a completely different country. It's so interesting. So like they use miles instead of kilometers up there. They use a different currency. They use pounds instead of euros. Like everything is just like drastically different. Obviously, you know, they remove themselves. They're completely different. They're not in the EU. And so is that right? The EU. I don't know. Don't ask me questions like that. Anyway, yeah, they like aren't part of, you know, Ireland, UK, that whole thing. So am I correct in that? Anyways, I mean, if I didn't learn anything from being there for 2 weeks, like I'd be really disappointed. But anyways, yeah, Belfast was really cool. I mean, it was kind of just a city, but the really cool, like, and I would say this is definitely a highlight, was the Titanic Museum. So if you're unaware, I mean, I know everyone's seen the Titanic, but just like, I didn't know that much history about it or anything. Like, they started building it in 1910. It didn't get finished until 1912. Or like, it got finished in 1911, but they didn't set sail until 1912. And then obviously it went around Ireland. So Belfast is in like the most northern eastern corner of the country. And then it went around the country and it stopped in another like very southern point of the country. And then it went somewhere else, if I remember, and then it started sailing, right? So there's another Titanic Museum in the very, very southern part of Ireland as well. It's called Cobb, or I can't remember how they actually say it. It looks like the word Cobb, but they say it some really crazy way. It's like some Gaelic word, you know.
So cool.
But anyway, so yeah, they and then so yeah, like the ship was like not obviously going for very long at all before it hit an iceberg and sunk. So oh, yeah, just seeing the whole history of that, but like R&P. The museums there were just so, so well done. And like, maybe I just haven't been to that many museums in the States because we don't want to learn about history of our own country. But I just feel like, I mean, that's my personal opinion. or we just don't have that much history, you know, like we have some, I don't know, maybe it's just like not been captured very well, but Anyways, and so their museums were just fantastic. Like, there's one part of the museum where you got to, like, stand there, and it was, like, this moving, like, elevator kind of thing where it went through every level of the Titanic. And so you got to, like, see what people were doing in each level, basically. But it felt like your body was, like, physically there. It was, like, kind of, like, it would, like, move and stuff, you know? It was really neat. And it was, like, a 360, like, once you got in there. Like, obviously, it started down, like, everything that went into, like, building it and stuff, you know? And then it went into, like, it sinking and, like, wow. Anyway, it was really cool. And then there's this other room that I was, like, obsessed with that you just, like, stood there. And it was, like, a complete 360 room again. And they just showed this, like, kind of, like, an instrumental version of, like, the events, basically. So it went through, like, this really crazy, like, colors and lighting and, like, instruments of, like, the progression of the ship. So, like, it being thought of, and then it being built, and then it, like, setting sail, and then it, like, crashing, and then the aftermath, you know. And then, like, below you, like, on the floor was, like, the a picture, like, a video of, like, someone going over the Titanic when it was found, like, at the bottom of the ocean, you know, like, a video of, yeah, so you could, like, see, yeah, totally. Well, like, they ended up finding it in 1970. Shoot, I'm gonna forget. But yeah, they ended up finding it in 1970 in a submarine.
Like James Cameron says.
Also, the guy who invented, right, totally. The person who invented the submarine is Irish. He's from Ireland, just in case, side note, like, I do remember that. That's a little tip. Did you know that? I didn't. I mean, Titanic was for sure, but a submarine. This is complete. Sorry, some completely separate. A submarine. Submarines were invented in Ireland.
I feel like that was later. I don't know if I knew that, but that one. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It was built in Ireland.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, sorry. The Titanic is not a submarine, bro. So it's a ship.
That I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I just had to double check that you knew that the Titanic was not a submarine. Okay. Anyways, So, the Titanic Museum, 10 out of 10 recommend. It's so freaking cool. Other than that, Belfast is just kind of a city. It's, like, right on the waters. It's very, very cold. It's very far north. So, just, like, latitude-wise, it's very cold. And then the next day, we went to, we had, like, a Game of Thrones day. We did, like, the Dark Hedges. We did Giant's Causeway. We did this, like, special road, King's Road, whatever we did. Yeah, we just, like, tried to hit all these, like, spots. And a lot of them were filmed in Northern Ireland. So, that was really cool. That was, like, the most, like, iconic Irish, like, Ireland part of the trip, I'd say, was just doing, like, Northern Ireland, I'd say. And then, yeah, we just kept, we continued around. But yeah, highlights definitely, sorry, I won't go through, like, the whole country, but highlights definitely were in Northern Ireland, I'd say, just, like, that. And also, we were just, like, excited because we had, like, just gotten there, you know? And so, like, spirits were really high, morale was really high. So that was good. Even though, but then my other favorite part of the country was, like, the Dingle Peninsula, which is, like, pretty far south. It's, like, the farthest west in Europe you can go. There's a thing called Duncan Pier where we went out to. It was, like, crazy windy-ass roads to get out there. But it's beautiful, and it has, like, crystal blue water. Obviously, the Cliffs of Moher are, like, out there as well. They're, like, a little bit farther north than Duncan Pier. But, yeah, out on, like, the Dingle Peninsula-ish area as well. They're very cool. But there's just – it's, like, Disneyland. There's, like, a million and one people, you know. It's just, like, very overwhelming. It's beautiful. Yeah, you have to, like, pay for everything. Like, it feels like in Ireland – I mean, they base a lot of their income off of tourism. So, like, I get it. But it feels like you get, like, nickel and dimed everywhere you go. You have to, like, pay to park. You have to, like, pay to do anything. You have to pay to walk somewhere. You have to pay touristy. To, like, do everything. So that was, like, kind of frustrating. There's, like, some things where we were, like, got to it. And then I was, like, I don't really want to pay 10 euros to do this. Like, because every time it was 10 euros, it's, like, 40 euros for all of us, you know. And, like, how many castles can we really see? And, like, I don't know. Just crazy things like that. But my parents were always very much, like, it's fine. We're here. We need to do it. So that was good. So definitely a low is just feeling, like, nickel and dimed all the time. But I do understand that that's, like, their main source of income is tourism. And then the other low was just, like, we were in the car a lot and we moved a lot. And so we were just, like, living out of a bag. Like, we packed our bags every day. You know, there was two times in the whole trip when we stayed in Galway and then when we stayed in Dublin that We got to stay multiple nights in one location, which was really nice. We just like needed it, you know, to like sleep in. And I mean, we were able to sleep a lot. Cause most of our like Airbnbs checkouts were like 10 a.m. and stuff. But yeah, it just felt like we were on the go like constantly. And like we did do a lot of stuff and we covered a lot of ground, which makes sense. But yeah, we were just like constantly on the go. So that's like one thing I think I would change. I mean, I'm glad we saw everything that we did, because if I were to ever go back, I would like know what areas that I would like want to spend more time in, you know? But yeah, just like the fact that we didn't really have any downtime was kind of rough, just like on everyone's spirit and, emotions, it felt like, but yeah, highs and lows. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for now.
Love it. Well done. I love it. Oh my gosh. I feel like, both Spencer and your mom said very similar things. I think like the Cliffs of Moher, I think was, if I remember correctly, Renee, let me know. Cliffs of Moher was her favorite, and then moving around, you know, that's kind of tough to do, and that got exhausting, rightly so. And then, yeah, I think your brother also talked about Galway being really, really fun, and that, like, again, on the go, it's kind of tough to, you know, Kelly walks fast, people. Kelly is a fast walker, and she's a fast hiker, and you have to keep up with her, and or she's gone. So if you didn't already know that, for the people who love you and we cherish you, it's, yeah, it's a thing. I hate to tell you, but she's just a fast walker. She has places to be.
I just don't understand.
Let me think of my next question.
Walk slow, but yeah, I just don't understand walking slow when you have the ability to not.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, we're moving on. Let's talk about, okay, so everybody knows that I'm a foodie. Let's do this. What was the favorite meal? What did it look like? Give us the scene. And then your favorite dessert, because like a meal, it could be a piece of pizza on like a street thing and be like amazing, but like your favorite meal and then your favorite dessert. Cause I'm hoping that you guys like,
I mean, honestly, okay. Favorite meal first. No. Favorite meal was, it's hard. So we had a really lovely meal in Galway. Also, I just want to say, like, food wise, it's so wonderful being in a country where you don't have to tip. Like, it is such a relief and just like such a weight off of your shoulders when you know you don't have to tip, you know, when like the person's getting paid a normal wage and they like, it's already included in the food. So like sometimes I'd be like, why are these prices so expensive? Like, cause you're pretty much paying like $18, $17, $18, $19 for no matter what you ate. But if you think about it, that's including tips. So like it would be like, if you were to pay $15 for a burger or whatever, then you would have to tip on top of that. 20% of 15 is $3 additional. You'd be paying that amount anyways. So like, I don't know. I had to like think about it in that terms as well. But also just so, so interesting about how they didn't get additional tips, or like they had no intention of like getting additional tips, but like their service was so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, like so good. And everyone was so kind and so nice and so really? Willing to help. I know. Americans are awful. Full. And it makes me just even more mad coming back and being like, I have to tip for like you giving me like a food truck food now and all this bullshit, when like I didn't have to pay. And it's probably like around the same price. That was the other thing that I just found astronomical, was like the quality of food over there. I mean, like granted, we didn't have a lot of vegetables. That was like one of my complaints. There's like, they don't really do vegetables there, which is kind of hard for me. But just the fact that like the food is so like clean, the food is so yummy, it's such better quality, like you know what you're getting, you know what I mean? I mean, it's true, we don't know what's in our food, and it makes us feel so bad if you eat badly, you know? So like what I was gonna say was like my favorite meal was like fish and chips probably. And I ate fish and chips a lot, but like it never made me feel bad, which is like way weird, because, and also the portions were out of control. Like I got like a piece of fish that was like literally an entire fish, you know what I mean? For fish and chips. Like it was crazy. And so that was just like wild, because you didn't feel bad about like eating that kind of like a fried fish, you know, because it never made you feel bad. And so, yeah, that was just like really crazy for me to like wrap my head around, was just like their quality of food is so much better and their service is so much better and you don't have to tip. And it's just like, ugh, Americans, ugh, it just really hurt my heart. Like, made me really not miss America. That's for sure. Well, wait, so overall, fish and chips, I'd say that's my favorite meal, but like we had a very specific meal in Galway that was, I did order fish and chips at that place, but like Spencer ordered this like yummy chicken and Dad had the lamb, and the lamb was just like melt off of the bone yummy. And Mom got some shrimpy thing, I think. I can't remember. But anyways, our whole meal that whole night was like so yummy. It was like kind of higher end, I would say, because we like couldn't really find anywhere to eat and we're all starving because we were drinking beer for the whole afternoon and then, you know, got real hangry. Also, we went to this bar called O'Connell's in Galway, and so there's O'Connor's and then there's O'Connell's. Very confusing, but O'Connor's is like one of the most iconic bars in Galway. It's like where you kind of like Temple Bar-ish, where like you have all the shit on the walls and they play traditional Irish music and it's like rowdy and whatever. But O'Connell's was really, really cool. And it had like really fantastic, music, but they had like a big beer garden in the back. And so it was just really fun because it was just like a constant party. There was just like so many things going on. Like, it was really fun. Anyway, so Galway in general was like our favorite place to be. Definitely. We got to spend multiple days there, so that was really nice. But as far as dessert goes, we really didn't eat dessert at, like, I don't think we, like, we're just not dessert people, like, from restaurants, I would say. But we got candy at, like, we went grocery shopping a lot because we stayed in Airbnbs, and so we'd make ourselves breakfast a lot of the time, or, like, random snacks in the car or whatever. And we did end up getting a lot of, like, their chocolate, you know, and their chocolate is like Cadbury, whatever. And it's just such a better quality than like the Cadbury from America, but also just any chocolate in America. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And so we like looked up, like,
you're in Europe. Oh my God.
Yeah. We looked up like why it's so much better. And like, I guess just like they use real sugar, obviously, instead of like high fructose corn syrup or like corn syrup, whatever. Just all this like gross shit that you're not supposed to put into your body. So that's like one difference, but also that they use like real cocoa and it's like stronger cocoa or better cocoa or something along those lines. And so it just tastes like, you can literally taste the difference. It is crazy. And so we just had a lot of like Aero and like crunchies and like things like that. I don't know if you're familiar with any of those, but they're like very specific like Cadbury chocolate. And they're just so much better. And also, it was really sweet. We ended up staying after the Cliffs of Moher. We went to the Cliffs of Moher on Easter, just like happened to be. And so we got an Airbnb that night. And the family, when we like got there, one of the kids was like, there's a surprise for you in the house. And we're like, oh, okay. And we like go in. And they got like us a Cadbury egg, like a big one, like an Easter egg.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was really, and they put little like Easter eggs on each of our like pillows and stuff. It was really, really sweet. And so, yeah, their chocolate is just like, oh, so much better. But yeah.
Wow.
Best food.
Yeah. Making me miss Europe, making me miss chocolate right now in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
God. And it's just insane to me that like we live in America and our chocolate sucks unless you go to like a Ghirardelli Square where they literally are just pulling it off of the line and then giving it to you. But also they don't use the type of material that they get in Europe. Anyway. I'm not going to gripe on it. The next question that I have for you is, so I'm have this image in my head. You're like in Ireland, you're having fantastic food. You're in Europe. Things are moving probably too quickly, but that's okay. I want to know who is the best person, who are the best people that like you happen to have a conversation with if you're waiting for a cab or if you're in a restaurant. Like sometimes when you like, sometimes those are the best stories, right? When you like meet people and it's, you're traveling and you're in a new place and you just vibe. So like, that's my next question. Who is the best person or people that you met and vibed with?
Okay. So the first thing that comes off the top of my head, is when we were in Northern Ireland, we just happened to have time before. We had like a specific we were going to like the very best bar in Belfast, and I can't even it was like very early on in the trip. I can't even remember what it was called now, but we were going there, and so we had like to hit a very specific appointment because like it was really cool. It's like one of the very traditional bars where like they can't even remember what they called them, but Regina was telling us So I ran into a friend that I used to work with in Houston. Not ran into. I like very purposely tried to see her.
I just ran into her on the corner.
Yeah. But we got to ask, like, it was like halfway through our trip. So we got to ask her like all of these questions about just like Irish traditions and like the way they do things in history and things like that. But she was mentioning that they're called something very specific. But in they have like these booths at the front of the bar where they're like kind of like really closed in, but they're kind of like fun and intimate. But they have at the very front of the bars, they have all these booths, and supposedly that was like for the women, where like the women could come and all just like chit chat and like gossip and whatever, and then the men would like be in the back of the bar, obviously like drinking very heavily. But the women were supposed to be like in their little booths, and I can't remember what they were called. But anyways, so this bar in Belfast has like very specific like cute little booths and whatever. So we like booked a table for there, and we were like supposed to see it before we left Belfast. So anyways, we had like time in the morning before our appointment or whatever. And so we went to the botanical gardens at like the local college. There's like one university in Northern Ireland, I think. And it was there. But anyway, we just like happened, we were in the like big building because it was raining really hard that day. We were in like one of the big buildings. I can't remember what you call them. They're like not the observatories. They're like whatever, you know, it's like all hot and steamy in there, and it's like super dewy, and that's where all like the tropical plants are. We were in one of those buildings.
Like a terrarium or like a
kind of
biodome? Like
yeah.
A biodome?
Basically a biodome. Yeah. But they have like a very specific name for them, but I can't remember what it is. But anyway, there's like a wing for like all the cactus plants, you know, there's a wing for like all the tropical plants, and then there's like everything else like in the middle of it. But yeah, anyways, there's a gardener in there. And so I just like asked him a question. I was like, what is that sound? There was something like so alarming in there. And he's like, oh, the birds, like if the bird ever gets in here, then they like lay eggs and there's a nest, and if you get too close to her nest, and she's like screaming at you and whatever. So we like started this conversation. Cool. So I was just like asking him all these questions, and I was like, what is this plant? What is this plant? There was like such a beautiful plant there that I was like, what the heck is this? I've never seen this in real life. Just like the colors were crazy. It was like literally bright, 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 bright pink that like I've never seen ever. And it had like a little purple like thing.
You have a picture,
it.
I assume.
I didn't take a picture of it, actually. That's weird.
What? Kelly?
I know. I was too enthralled by the gardener, okay? I was just like, yeah, he was a very interesting
Tell
human.
Tell us more.
I mean, he wasn't cute or anything, but he was just like so interesting.
He's an interesting human.
Yeah. Anyway, so then Spencer and I started talking to him, and we were just like asking him questions and whatever, and he was super chatty. And that's what I mean about Irish people. They're just like so nice. And like they just want to talk to you, and they just like want to let you in on all the gossip, you know?
and that you could find in a terrarium.
Yeah, it was really sweet though. Like he was really like, cause they have like an area in the park of just like trees and whatever. And like, we told him we're from California and whatever. And he would just be like, oh my God, like we have redwoods. Like, have you guys seen our redwoods and stuff? We're like, yeah, we've seen redwoods. Like these redwoods are not like looking so hot anyways. But yeah, so like come to find out, we like later on in our trip, we went to this like, oh wait, are you ready, listener? That was a good one. Anyway. Chef's kiss. But
that's what I did.
Later on in the trip, we ended up going to this really cool tree museum. Not museum, it was kind of just like a big location. Anyway, and it was near the like Wikiup National Park of Ireland. And they ended up, that's like they started a they started a forestry program there. Oh God, it's happening.
And second kombucha in, people. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this one is a ranch water. Thank you very much.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Just cleaning out my fridge. No big deal. And so, yeah. Anyways, so basically, they had like a full forestry program like started, and they planted all these trees essentially from the Pacific Northwest, which is so wild because it's so rainy and like damp there that they just like thrived there, which is so cool. Anyway, so we like found this like little tree area that was just like so much like the Pacific Northwest, you know. Anyways, back to Northern Ireland. So we talked to this gardener. He was fantastic. And he ended up telling us all about the troubles and like how he grew up. He grew up in Northern Ireland and everything. And just, I'm not sure if you're aware, but like the troubles are between like the Protestants and the Catholics. And so that's like why Northern Ireland was like separated in the first place, is because they had like very different religious views. Obviously, Ireland has moved away a little bit from religion, but they're still pretty religious just in general. But yeah, there's essentially the fact that, like, they could cause, like, all of these wars and fighting over, like, years and years. Like, there's a thing called, like, the Irish Rebel Army or Revolution Army, something like that, the IRA. And they would just, like, bomb Ireland, like, whenever they got, like, the goods and the means to, you know. So there's a lot of fighting for a long time. There's, like, a huge history on it. I mean, there's so much history. There's, like, way back in the day with the kings and the queens and the blah, 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 blahs. And then also when, like, the UK took over and then, like, the Irish famine and, like, all that stuff is so interesting. If you're ever interested, it's, like, very cool to, like, see all that stuff. But yeah, so he was probably my favorite character, the gardener that we met, like, very early on. We ended up talking to him for, like, a very, very long time, like, over an hour, just, like, with all these, like, random questions. But obviously it was so lovely to see Regina. And so if people don't know, I worked with her in Yosemite in, like, 2012. Like, we haven't seen each other in a long, long time. And then I left for Ethiopia shortly after. And she was still in the States at that time. She was just working at the same hostel as me because one of the owners of the hostel is Irish that I worked at. And so her family knew Regina and knew Regina's family. And so Regina ended up just coming over and working at the hostel for, like, a summer. And so I was able to work with her at that time. And so she just, like, got to see, like, America from my point of view and also live in our tiny town in Mariposa, which was so wild. And so, yeah, she's just the best. Like, it was so fun to see her, but also I just, like, it was so weird. She was just like, wow, like, it's so weird seeing you. Like, you're just, like, so mature now. And I was like, Regina, you knew me when I was 22. Like, I'm sure I was a terrible person. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even imagine what I was like at 22. Like, how did you ever want to be around me? Like, I was probably insufferable.
No, we all think that. We all think that when we were like 20 or 18. Can you imagine me as a 16-year-old? Get out. I was the worst person in the room.
No way.
I love this. Everything about Ireland sounds like a dream. It sounds like you guys had such a good time. And I'm surprised. Okay, I learned this at work weekend. You've never seen Dairy Girls. Did you watch an episode? I'm telling you, you should have watched the entire thing before you left because it's incredible. Also, it's so 90s and I love it. I can't believe you didn't watch it.
Well, there's also Killarney, or not Killarney. Yeah, there's another, like, show called, like, shoot. We went to that town as Kilkenny. And, like, I didn't watch that either. I think it's, like, very kind of, like, okay, anyways, to be fair, I've been on, like, a traitor's trick. Also, I haven't even talked about Survivor this season. Like, OMG. Okay, it was, like, garbage at the beginning, but now it's good. But, no, I'm on Traitors, which is this new show.
Did we figure out that guy's name? Traitor? What's his name?
Oh, the host of Traitors? I can't remember. But totally. He's Scottish, not Irish. But Traitors takes place in the Scottish Highlands, and now it makes me want to go to Scotland. Like, it's beautiful. But also very similar.
Alan Cumming.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Very similar to weather to Ireland, though, where it's just, like, rainy. So, also another thing about Ireland, it was, like, literally, I think we got, like, 2 days where it didn't rain. Like, two.
Yikes.
Out of 14, which is wild. I mean, like, it didn't rain.
Yeah, but you went to Ireland in March. Wasn't that kind of expected?
Yeah. I mean, they said it could be on and off. It could just be, like, year dependent. So, like, we were unsure of what it could be. But yeah, like, there was some, like, it didn't rain all day every day. There was a few days where it rained all day every day, but, like, most days it rained for, like, the afternoon or, like, early morning or whatever, and then we would, like, have time to do things. It was never, like, but, like, sun. We got, like, sun, like, 2 days. Every other day was, like, overcast, but maybe not raining, you know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, so that was kind of a bummer, but, like, very expected, like you said, so not too big of a deal.
Oh, no.
But anyways, yeah, it was a really fantastic trip. It was good to be with the fam and get to hang out and everything. I drove on the other side of the road, which is crazy, and on the other side of the car. So, yeah, that was, like, a whole experience in itself. And also, just, like, Ireland has really small roads, and we rented kind of a larger car because we all were going to fit in the car and be in the car. We wanted to be comfortable, and we had a lot of luggage. And so we rented a larger car, which was to our detriment in a lot of the time. Obviously, we were much more comfy, but, like, it was hard. It was hard keeping in the lines, man. Like, the lines are small. The lines are very small. There's no, like, general there's no like overall general like spacing of lines on a lot of those back roads, you know? So it was quite
I don't imagine a whole lot of like there's sometimes you're just like where they can have like very regulated large parking spaces.
Yeah. I mean, the parking was a whole other side. Like, most of the time, if we were parking, like, everyone would have to get out of the car, and the driver would have to, like, park the car and then, like, crawl out of, like, whatever door had, like, the most room, which was wild. But, like, just in the on the roads themselves, like, there sometimes you just, like, come along a road and there would just be a tractor in the middle of the road and you'd be like, okay, I don't know who's got the right-of-way, but someone has to move. So just be, like, off-roading, like, in this random ass. Yeah, it was crazy. But wonderful at the same time. Like, it's lovely that their infrastructure is still, like, kind of far behind, even though they're not, like, a third world country or anything, you know? I did find that quite silly. I was just, like in a lot of the Airbnbs we stayed at and stuff, like, they were very cold, like, the toilets didn't flush very well, you know? Just, like, all those kinds of things that you just, like, know are normal in the States and know that you will always find, even if it's, like, bumfuck nowhere, you know that like your toilet will flush, and like there it was just like, well, I don't know, the toilet's gonna flush today, so yeah, it was quite funny. But overall, it was a really good trip. I highly recommend, and especially because I was like not super stoked to go, not because I didn't want to go, just like I have no interest in history, I have no interest in like being cold, you know what I mean? So like it's not really like my top destination, but I would say that just like overall, it was a really, really cool trip. It's a beautiful country. The people are fantastic. Yeah, just all the things, like very, very highly recommend. A lot of people that I know, also so random, I ran into a girl that I went to college with, which was so fun to see her because I haven't seen her in like...
Wait, who?
Not Sonoma City. It was when I went to Massachusetts. A girl I went to school with in Massachusetts. Random. Yeah. And so that was really fun to see her. And I haven't seen her since I left Massachusetts in, when was that? 2022 or 2021? Whatever that was.
2021. Yeah.
Like it's been a minute. And come to find out, she lives in Portland. Yeah. And so I know, which is so fun. And so, yeah, we're going to see each other a lot more. She's doing like a full travel in Europe at this time. Yeah. So anyways, okay. She'll be back sometime, probably by the end of summer. So that's her plan currently. And she is going to come back to the Portland area. So I'm very excited to like get to see her more in the States because it was so good to see her. And then there was actually someone in Ireland also from my Peace Corps group, which is so random. I didn't end up seeing her just because she was on, which is much more common. A lot of people go to Ireland because of the driving situation. They go on like a tour and so she like didn't have flexibility to like go where she wanted to like meet up with me, you know? So that was a kind of a bummer, but it was still really cool that like just so random that we're in the same country at the same time.
I
like
love. What are
the chances? You know what I mean? So funny. But yeah, anyway,
that's like the special moment where like now you guys live in the same neighborhood. You guys can connect and have like a reestablished relationship. That's fun. That's cool.
Yeah, so it was really, really good to see her. We ended up going out in Dublin, which was super fun because, like, we hadn't really, like, done too much bar stuff so far just because we were so tired at night. We, like, didn't really stay a lot of the times, like, in towns that were big enough to, like, want to go, like, bar hopping or anything, you know? Like, anyways, yeah, it was really fun to see her and get to go out and just like have some beers and like catch up on everything. And then we were talking about all the people from Massachusetts and getting updates on everyone. So that was really fun too. But
that's the best part of the night. Are you kidding? That's all the tea.
All the gossip. Share. I love it. Yeah.
All the gossip.
But anyways, yeah, let's move on to, do you have anything, do you think I should add anything else? I just like 10 out of 10 recommend for sure, but
love yeah. It. I think there's a delay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not great.
But this is already a really long episode, so we should keep it moving.
I know.
Should we not do a gratitude and grievance?
Yeah, let's skip over it. I think. Well, okay, let's hear your grievance, and then I'll do a gratitude, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. So my grievance is, so I don't know why, but I mean, I always think this, but I thought about it today very specifically because I was at the store. And you know when people spit like a loogie on the ground outside
Ew. No.
You don't ever see that when you're like walking?
I mean, I see it all the time. I'm just like, that's my immediate reaction is ew. Right. No.
That's my thing. I'm like, dude, even I know you're trying to get it out of your body, but like everyone has to look at that now. You know what I mean? Like, why are you spitting that in front, like in a main area, like in going towards the grocery store? Like, that's foul. Like, I hate that. And I hate.
It's such a dude thing, too, you know? Like, you don't see girls out there spitting loogies all over the place. Like, do it as a proper gentleman and just shield it and put it in a bush or some shit. Like, I get it. You got to get it out of your system. But, like, gross. Yeah. That's a power play. I don't like that. No,
it's just so foul. Like, even, I think what's even worse than seeing, like, a fresh one is seeing an old one. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
When you see, like, a gross thing on the ground and you know it's a loogie, you're like, ugh, ugh. Like, ew.
Ew, why did you bring this up today? This is so gross.
That's why I brought it up, because it's so gross. And, like, I just see them so often here. I don't know, maybe just because I, like, go on walks at lunch and whatever around my neighborhood and stuff. And I'm like, it's like, guys, come on. Get your stuff together. That's gross. Like, I hate it.
Ugh.
Anyway. Okay, sorry. We'll stop talking about it. What's your gratitude?
Okay, so lately, like, last year was such a struggle. Let me tell you, I feel like I try to put on a brave face a lot of the times, but it was a struggle. And lately, like, it's been super sunny in the morning. Like, I have my cup of coffee and I'm on my way to work and it's like the morning time. And I've been just listening to the radio because it's a new pace for me. It's a new city. Like, I kind of want to know K blah, blah, blah sign, you know, I don't know. I'm shaking it up. And I just had this moment where I'm just grateful, like, the sun is out. It's practically 71 degrees on a regular basis here in the Beaverton area, and I am here for it. So, I don't know, I'm feeling good, and I want to be grateful for that feeling, that I can still do that and just take advantage of all the little things. Like, my front yard right now has a bunch of those, like, little bluebell things that are all in bloom.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I know that they're, like, they're so cute, but it's, like, a weed or something. Like, I get it. But it's cute, and it just makes me feel like, you know, it's very much into spring / almost summer, and I'm just happy for it. So that's all. I'm going to be grateful for the sunshine that I've been getting lately. My cheeks have been burning like a little bit every day.
That's awesome. Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be 68 degrees here, and I'm like, oh, so exciting. It's happening.
Yeah. It's happening. People, get ready for it.
Thank God. Thank God. Anyway, I threw in a little jingle because I didn't want to be alone.
There you go.
In that. For sure.
I hope that you have an excellent time at music.
Thank you.
That,
yeah.
I know life is insane, but this is so fucking cool. I know life is insane, but this is so cool that we get a chance to, like, do this. And I'm so grateful for you, obviously, but also the listener who keeps my life alive.
Yeah, I'm grateful for you, too. Yeah. Aw, let's just end it on a cute note.
Vince, hit me up. We need to bring him into more stuff. And also, Sam, I'm waiting to hear from you, girl. Now it's your turn.
Put her on blast. Dang. All right.
She wasn't expecting that, I'm sure.
You'll see her so soon, so yeah.
I know, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Sam in the house.
Yeah, it's
Sam in the house soon, so yeah. Oh my gosh, so fun. You're the best. Okay, well, we love you all. This is a really long episode, so sorry, but we love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.